At the March 21st Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Board of Education member Joe Walker, accompanied by Board of Education Vice President Jessica Hefner, addressed the commissioners. Walker asked the county commissioners for financial help. Listen as Joe Walker tells the commissioners his purpose in addressing them.
We're not coming here to ask for a certain amount of any kind of support. We're here to discuss what you all can do and kind of lay some background of the situation that we're in. We kind of got two sides of this scenario. We've got our budget, which is very short. We've done everything we can with our budget to squeeze every penny we can out of it. We went through our RIF situation and all that, and we're getting closer, but we're not there yet. But the problem we've got is our major improvements that keep stacking up against us that we simply don't have the funding for.
Walker said that there were a couple of lessons learned from the public meetings during the failed excess school levy effort last fall. The first was that they have to develop an emergency plan in case one of the schools had to be closed due to either orders from the state fire marshal or major damage or failure to the building. He pointed out that a plan has been formulated at least for Marlinton Elementary School. By the way, that plan is detailed in our news story about the March 13, 2017 Board of Education meeting, which can be found on our website. Walker said that the other lesson learned was that the Board of Education needed to develop a maintenance fund to help cover major repairs. However, the loss of $377,000 in National Forest timber money this year has made it impossible to set up such a fund without help this year. Walker then described the most pressing repair problems facing the schools right now.
The biggest problem we've got right now, though, is with our Greenbank Elementary Middle School and Marlinton Elementary School. As you all know, we're not going to get any funding, period, for the Marlinton Elementary School. It's in the flood zone, and it's just not going to happen. If we're going to fix it, we're going to have to fix it, and we don't have the money to fix it. And we're confronted with two different problems. Number one is the sprinkler systems. They're old. They're wore out. Greenbank's is not as critical as Marlinton's, but Marlinton's is in bad shape, and it's roughly $120,000 to fix it. The other two problems we got is the fire alarm systems, one in Greenbank and one in Marlinton, and they're both approximately, to fix those, about $20,000.
The commissioners expressed compassion for the financial problems facing the Board of Education while pointing out that their own budget has been very tight, but they did say they needed to ponder over the situation before deciding what, if any, assistance they can provide to the schools. Earlier in the meeting, the commissioners did approve their 2017-2018 budget. They had to slightly raise the levy rate from $14.15 last year to $14.19 this year in order to balance their budget. They approved an agreement with Fire and Life Safety America out of Salem, Virginia to repair the sprinkler system at the former shoe factory building at a cost of $14,180. The commissioners heard Glenn Galloway's February monthly update on the activities of the Day Report Center and were impressed that, at the urging of the judges, the number of drug screenings doubled in February. Bob Martin reported that he attended the last RAD meeting at Snowshoe and that they seemed to be on the right track this time around, gaining the support of many homeowners associations on the mountain. They did not agree to allow the PCHS baseball team to practice in the former shoe factory building during inclement weather after Bob Martin told them that any such agreement would have to be made with the Board of Education, not with the coach. The meeting ended with an executive session on an employment matter and the signing of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.